Band Weblogs Podcast, starring Jenny and Gay.
Was "Come Into My Lab," He Said, by the Hellset Orchestra.
Yes, Dave, and what a cool track that is. And we thought it would be perfect to start out our Halloween special here at Band Weblogs Podcast Show. And I'm Jenny, and Dave's here with me.
That's me here. I'm Dave.
And yeah, the Hellset Orchestra, they are such a cool band to see live, I've got to say.
Well, we were lucky. We met them about a year ago, and we were doing an acoustic thing. We went on first. They chucked us on first, and we done our acoustic number.
Yeah, that's right. That was at the Zodiac in Oxford.
And how's the Orchestra one of them bands where, like, when they actually came onto stage, you're looking at them, and you're just thinking, oh, my God, what's this going to be? And you just don't know what to expect. And then they completely freaked us out, which is what you want from music, isn't it, really?
Yes, that's right. And, I mean, they've got so many people in the band. There's so many. And first you think, okay, are they going to fit out on the stage? And they do, and it sounds great.
We're going to go and see them at the Cellar Bar.
Yeah, we're going to see them on the 27th of October. So any of our listeners who are in the area, please come on down. Come to the Cellar Bar in Oxford and see the Hellset Orchestra, because I'll tell you, they are awesome.
It's worth it because, like, you want to be able to be at the early gigs when bands, this band are going to be amazing. They're going to freak a lot of people out around the world.
Yes, and now we should mention that we have their CD. And if you do purchase their CD, you'll find that there's a couple videos on it, which is really cool. And the video to the song that you just heard, I would say it's the silent
very,
movie.
Very Harold type. Lloyd.
Yes.
Without the stunts, except for when he bashed that rabbit up.
It's like a silent movie.
Oh, video. By the way, for any vegans, it's not a real rabbit. It's only a toy fluffy rabbit.
And also, we should remind people, if you'd like to find out more about the Hellset Orchestra, log on to their website, and that's www.hellsetorchestra.co.uk. And is that with a the, or is it just Hellset? Let's see. I got to actually refer to. Okay, that's www.thehellsetorchestra.co.uk. And you can find out more about the band. They're from Nottingham. They play all around England. If you want to purchase one of their CDs, go to their Emporium page and you'll find the disc for sale, the one it'll include coming.
Yeah, and you can get.
What's the song that we just heard, Dave? It'll include
"Coming to My Lab," he said.
Yes, and many others.
Voice.
And you can also buy their T-shirt.
Yeah, I bought a T-shirt, but it's too small. But I'll wear it underneath my shirt.
That's right. Dave was proud when he bought that shirt at one of the shows that we saw.
And I wasn't proud when I put it in on and I breathed out. It's too tight. So you've got to do them in large.
So we should go over their schedule a bit for the next month or two.
Yeah, this is my job. I'm good at this.
That's right.
So if you're in Leeds on the 26th of October at the Mixing Tin, you can see them there. On Thursday the 27th of October, you can see them at the Cellar Bar in
Oxford.
We'll
be there.
Yeah, you can buy us a drink if you recognise us. And then you can go to Coventry. We'll send you to Coventry.
To the jailhouse.
Yeah, and you can see him there as well.
On the 28th.
Did I say the 28th? No, I didn't. And on the 31st of October, they're at the Rescue Rooms, Nottingham, for the Halloween Fancy Dress Monster Mash, also featuring Forward Rushing, Punish the Atom, Felix, God's Chosen Dealers, and Territora. On the 4th of November, they're at the Casbah Sheffield. On the 25th, they're at the Vine Leeds with Minstrelly, if that's the way it's pronounced, sorry. On the 1st of December, they're at the Boardwalk Sheffield. On the 9th of December, they're at Junction 7 in Nottingham, back at home. And on the 22nd of December, they're at the Rescue Rooms in Nottingham with the Magic Heroes and Left of the Dealer. So, honest, really, if you're in that area, go and see them, because you'll be well glad you did. Get a few beers down in it and have a look there. It'll do you in.
There you go. And great stage show, great band members, great people, great musicians.
Yep, there's a lot of characters up there.
Yeah.
We've got the Smiley drummer.
Yeah.
I know his name, Adam, but we think you're brilliant.
The Alaska Pod Show. Yeah, it's real. We're no Adam Curry, and we're no Don and Drew Show, and we certainly didn't win any podcasting awards, because we're too new for that. We're just podcasters, podcasting from Anchorage, Alaska. That's right. I said Anchorage, Alaska. We're the biggest state, you know. We're bigger than Texas, who claim if Alaska melted, we would be the biggest state. Pfft, what a bunch of crap that is. Anyway, if you got a pod show, you got a gig, you got a promo, kick it to us, and we'll plug you in. Hey, and if you're a subscriber, you can go over to our website at www.alaskapodshow.com and read the show notes, because you would really have nothing else to do.
Okay, so what's everyone doing for Halloween? Dave, do we have plans?
Yeah, we're going to light the pumpkin up.
Okay, yeah, we'll light a candle. We have a candle lit now, actually, and we've got all the lights out.
We've got a pumpkin that looks like Frank Zappa. I've drawn a little beard on it and he's glowing away. And I'm probably going to do a little Halloween dance later on in the corner.
That's right. And alright, so you can always find more details about the bands that are on our shows if you log on to Band Weblogs. That's www.bandweblogs.com, and follow the links to the podcast show page, and there you'll find links to, say, the Hellset Orchestra.
That's right. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go straight from the Hellset Orchestra to us again. This is rather egocentrical, but in a way it's not, because we've been a great fan of dub music and reggae for many years. In America, Jenny's friend's got one of the biggest reggae collections I've ever heard of. And I myself have played in a lot of reggae bands and ska bands over the last two decades. Although I'm only 28, work that one out.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, This is a song that me and Jenny have put together over the last couple of weeks, and it's called
In My Mind, and this is by the Babylon Cowboys.
And it's In Her Mind. That was dubtastic, that, wasn't it?
Oh, Dave, it was so much fun to do with you, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's good slapping the bass against your voice, if that's not too perverse.
Okay, so moving along, enough about us. But if you want to hear... Okay, if you want to find out more about us, the Babylon Cowboys, you can once again log on to bandweblogs.com, go to the podcast show page, and there will be our links.
And there's pictures as well, I think.
Well, there's pictures on our website, and that's thebabyloncowboys.com. You can find them there.
Some arty pictures of me feeding the ducks in Bath.
I don't think those are there, Dave. Sorry. That's our family album.
It's so cute. No, it's not. That's terrible.
Hey, this is our Halloween show, Dave. Stop talking about cute ducks.
No, there's a shadow in a corner of the room.
Oh, I'm scared.
I know what we need now. What we need is Derek Ahura. We need Derek. If
anyone out there, love Derek Ahura. I can't say his name, Derek Ahura.
Living TV. Derek Ahura. That's how he pronounces it.
And for anyone who is not familiar with Derek, our mate,
we discovered him.
Yeah, we discovered
years
him
years ago.
He does these hauntings type shows where he goes on location to castles or pubs anywhere in England where there might be hauntings, and you know, they have a dark a camera in the night, a night camera. What is
when it's dark and you can see things through the camera,
whatever that's called.
But he takes on the character of the ghost that he's.
Goes through him
and he puts on if you see it, it's no disrespect, Derek, if some weird way you're listening to us,
we want tickets
and an autograph and a picture. I want a picture, Derek, if anyone who knows Derek Ahura, I want a picture of him smiling and pointing to the picture with a wink.
Yes,
autographed.
And he played football, didn't he? Didn't he play football?
He had something to do with Liverpool. Was it Liverpool?
I think it may have been. And an international team as well.
And in a funny sort of way, we're Liverpool fans, but...
That's another show.
It's not about football, it's about
Halloween.
Gold.
Halloween.
And so, yeah, so Derek Ahura, yeah, cool, mate.
Cool, we love him.
Anyway, so go from Derek Ahura to a suitable case for treatment.
Yee-hoo!
Who again are... We big up our mates a lot, but they are a good bunch of mates to big up. Again, I've played with this lot. A long time ago, I had a muck around band called Operation Dead Bitch, which never got beyond two rehearsals, but it was clever bunch of geezers. They saw that one. But it was Pete on the bass and Jimmy on the guitar and me on guitar and singing, really, you know.
Dave, nice one. You were singing. You got a singing gig.
Not
for
really.
Two rehearsals.
Jimmy played over my singing. Sensible. But anyway, and Ollie, who used to be in Camp Blackfoot as well, was drumming. He was going to do an advert for. Do you remember him?
Yeah, but I never met him, I don't think. But he's not in Suitable Case for Treatment, though, is he?
Oh, he's nothing to do with them, though.
Right. But Pete and Jimmy are in Suitable Case for Treatment.
Pete Bastard, who's changed his name, but look onto the website and they'll probably tell you more about that one.
Yeah, so, and Liam's the singer with Suitable Case. Yeah, Liam's awesome. He grew up in a circus-type setting environment.
He's got eyebrows, that lad, I can tell you that.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean he's got eyebrows? What does
Next
that mean?
Next time you watch a Suitable Case play, look at Liam's eyebrows.
Okay, I'm not quite sure I get that one, Dave.
But yeah, he's got freaky circus connections.
Yes.
As well as me.
Oh no, another show. Oh. This is about the other bands, not us, not you.
No.
Another show. This will get our listeners, you know, anyway, listening to our shows for future reference to your comments tonight.
That's right. I can do my family tree. If anyone wants to tune in, I'll go right from the caveman to the caveman now.
Oh, my. Okay, so one thing we want to do is play Wooga for you.
We want to big up Wooga.
Yeah, we love it. We love this song.
If you want to feel good, start listening to this tune, and after it finishes, you'll feel good.
And crank it up. Crank it up for this one.
Yeah, really turn it up. Open the windows, stand on the roof, and really shout.
Okay, and here's Suitable Case for Treatment with Wooga.
We'll be right back. think I was real word. These are your second death of metal from steel. The rest, the field, the slope, the hammer, the brick, the stake, a joke. Seven shades of concrete, cars, the trees, flowers, the switch about stars, the bleeding eyes and iron bars, the icy drops, acres, the fours, the singing, kick off, we're not lost.
Okay, that was Wooga by Suitable Case for Treatment. And if you want to find out more about them, you can just log on to their website. It's suitablecasefortreatment.myanalog.net. And they also have a MySpace site. So does the Hellset Orchestra, by the way. They both have MySpace pages. Don't look at ours because we've only got like four friends. Because I haven't been spending time on MySpace. I don't know much about it.
Have we got that many friends?
Yeah, we've got four. I'm admitting it. Because I'm not working it. You know, you have to work MySpace. You have to, like, log on and introduce yourself to so many people. And I don't know. Or we're just, no one knows us. That's why.
So, Jimmy, you can buy me a beer at the cellar when I'm next down there now for that bit of publicity there, mate. A bit of Wooga, a bit of Suitable Case and Jimmy Evil. And you can, when people go to your site, Jimmy, you want to put on and explain the strobe monkey to everyone?
Yeah, and you can find out about that, again, if you log on to their site. And also, you can find their music on mp3unsigned.com. And if you email them, sc4t@hotmail.com, you can find out about purchasing their CDs as well as getting on their mailing list.
And they're a good bunch of lads, and they don't use any swear words.
That is a lie.
You can introduce them to your Christian friends.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that.
So basically, that's probably coming to the end of our show now, I would have thought.
I would think so, Dave.
We've spewed enough into the mic tonight. And I've been freaked out a few times because I kept thinking that the shadow was moving over there in the corner. And it's flickering off of the pumpkin that we've got going that looks like Frank Zappa. Do you remember? So, yeah, I think it's probably about time we wrapped it up now, Jen.
Yeah, I think you're right. We've got some great music on our show, and that's Suitable Case for Treatment, the Hellset Orchestra.
And plus, I want to turn the lights on again because the shadows keep moving in the corner there.
Maybe we should call Derek.
If Derek come around now, I'll pour him a glass of wine and I'll sit him down and I'll say, sort out that telly coming on and off, Derek. Because our telly comes on in the middle of the night sometimes, really loud. And
yeah, but Dave, I'm sorry to ruin this for you, but the cable guy said that it has something to do with the digital, or the digital guy, or whoever it was.
What's cable guy now? He just drives around in his van all day fixing cables. He's not got a spiritual bone in his body.
No, well, he said it's normal for the TV to come on late at night.
Yeah, he's just humoring you.
But it did freak us out, I'll tell you. You know, the TV came on like at 3 a.m. a few times, really loud.
And one time it came on and then it went off.
Yeah, and then came on again.
And then came on again.
Dave, yeah. Anyway.
I'm striding up here with a kitchen knife at me, Anne. Kicked the door open. But there was no one.
No, there was no one here. It was just the digital company playing with us, I think, with the TV.
But there you go. They like to play with our minds.
Or it was a ghost.
We like our minds being played with. So in that roundabout way, we're going to sort of close the show up now and say, I hope you have a good Halloween. And if you're in the area where the Hellset Orchestra are playing on Halloween night, they're doing their Monster Mash special, go there and you can listen to this podcast and then go out and see them.
And also, just to let people know where you can catch Suitable Case for Treatment.
Yeah, mainly they're playing in my head all the time, up and down, round and round, but like... You can't get in the way to see gigs. So if you go... It's my Halloween weird show.
You're weird all the time.
No, only on Halloween.
Oh, okay.
The people can vouch for me on that. I'm a down the line geezer.
Right, yeah.
Right. Friday the 28th of October, they're at the Exeter Hall with Junkie Brush, Headcount and Stig. And hello to Headcount and Mossy, because like he'll remember us from the old Retrogen days.
And Exeter Hall is in Oxford.
Yep, that's a good venue on the Cowley Road. We like that. Crikey, I'm going to get my eyes tested next week. You can see my glasses. 29th of October, they're at the Rising Sun Reading. That's in Forbury Road, Reading, with Stig and Anonymous Tip. I'm getting out of breath, but I think that I'm being possessed. At the moment, there's ghosts.
Oh,
and they're possessing me. Don't laugh, baby.
I thought this was your job. Am I going to have to take over this job for you?
I'm going to get voiceover work from this for asthma remedies. Sunday the 6th of November, they're at the Rock and Roll Cinema at 93 feet East Brick Lane, London. More details to follow for that one. And then on the 9th of November, they're at the Vorkus Pop. With Vorkus Pop at the Wheat Sheaf in Oxford. And we'll be at that one.
Is it vacuous or vac?
You could be right, Jen. I think it's vacuous. But brothers, Mike's going to be over then, and we're going to have a drink with Mike at that gig. Touch wood. And on the 9th of November, we've done that one. On the 24th of November, they're going to be at Night at the Circus. That's what it's called. It's in Bristol, at Seymour's. And then the last but not least, it's the boating at the Yacht Club Temple Pier at the Embankment with is that Harry Beckett Quartet or just Harry Beckett Quartet? Or the?
What's his hair? It doesn't say it though.
No, there's no that. It's and Lol Cox, Hurst and guests, and Sybil and Alex. And we all know Sybil and Alex. Alex is the little trumpet player guy who's been with Camp Blackfoot. And Sybil is Johnny's good other half. Johnny, who plays with Nort.
Okay.
Sybil is a good poet.
And of course, that club is at London, Dave.
That's at the Yacht Club in Templar Pier at the Embankment.
Is that in London?
Boating in London. Right, it's in London.
I don't know. We're going to have to figure out this reading the gig schedules business here. Basically, you can log on to their website and it's all right there.
That's another reason to follow our shows because, like, the more we do, the more professional I get.
Yes. And all right, so we're going to sign off now. This has been the Bandweb Blogs podcast show.
Hey, and this is Dave with his radio-friendly voice saying... goodbye until next time.
And this is Jenny. Happy Halloween.
Hooray.
See you later.
You've been listening to the Band Weblogs podcast show.